insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال فرعون وما رب العالمين
Said Pharaoh, and what is the Lord of the worlds?
قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم
Moses said, The Lord of the heavens and earth and that between them, if you should be convinced.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 23rd and also the 24th verses of Surah Shu'ara. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ Pharaoh said, What is the Lord of the worlds? And he said, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and what is between them, if you have faith. In these two verses, and also the next couple of verses, we understand that the Holy Quran is implying that the Prophet's thesis against their opponents was around Almighty Allah's worship, about His lordship that leads to being worshipped. That is, Allah's management and legislation and the necessity of obedience of his orders. Otherwise, the Prophet's opponents accepted Allah as the creator of the world, but they did not want to listen, they did not want to be obedient to him and worship him. Some of them claimed that they are themselves the Lord in the earth, such as Pharaoh. And even today, there are some people claiming that religion is totally separated from politics. And this statement is just like the words of those who claim that the creation of this world is by Allah. But this is something totally different from the management of the world. Allah creates it, and some other than Him, like us, we can govern it. This is obviously not true. According to the Holy Quran and intellect, the right of lordship, obligating and being obeyed, belongs only to the one who is the creator, not the others. The one who has created knows what law to be enacted.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد
قد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, in these two verses, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُوقِنِينَ. We go through one question and answer from Pharaoh and the answer from Prophet Moses. Pharaoh claims, "What is the Lord of the world? I do not believe," meaning, "I do not believe in the Lord of the world." And Moses, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, in response, claims that the Lord of the heavens and the earth is what I'm talking about. You know, you understand what is in the heavens and the earth and what is between them. And if you have faith, you will definitely believe in him. So Moses knew from the beginning that Pharaoh's question is not for understanding, but since he wanted to introduce the truth, he answered with what is visible in order to make some others believe in him. Now, I believe it is also necessary to pay attention to this matter, that idol worshippers believed that each creature of the world has got a certain separate Lord. And they counted universe as a mixture of the scattered systems. But Moses' words refer to the fact that this united single system that governs the universe is itself an evidence that it has a single Lord. And this is only Almighty Allah. The Quranic sentence, in kuntum muqineen, if you have faith, can probably refer to this matter, that Moses implicitly wanted to make Pharaoh and his companions understand that the aim of their question was not for understanding the truth, but if they were truly seeking the truth, if they were really seeking the path of Allah, and they were the owner of wisdom and intellect, that argument that he uttered would be enough. Moses implied that they should open their eyes for some time. They should see his signs in the vast heavens and the expanded earth, and they will understand that the creator is only Allah, only if they corrected their worldviews. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.